Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center, Orlando's direct diamond importer and the exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic, hits the road now.
Broadcasting live inside the Orlando Magic Studios, here's your host, Dante Marcatelli.
Great to have you with us here on the program. Another edition of Magic Drive Time presented by International Diamond Center here on 96.9 The Game. Special thanks to Jeff Turner, who joined us on the broadcast yesterday. And today we got Terrence Ross, newcomer to the Orlando Magic. T. Ross will join us here on the program in a matter of 2 or 3 minutes. So we are excited to have him make his Magic Drive Time debut. A lot of debuts for the newcomer, Terrence Ross, and a lot to be excited about. With number 31, and see what he can do in a Magic uniform, coming off a near season high for him with those 24 points coming up on Saturday. Well, Magic fans, do you want a free taco from Tijuana Flats? All you have to do is wear your Magic gear and show up to a Central Florida Tijuana Flats on Wednesdays throughout the season to get a free taco. It's that easy. Tomorrow, show up, put on your Magic gear, go to a Tijuana Flats, and you'll be able to get your free taco. And then you come on down to the Magic game. Tomorrow, the Magic will host the New York Knicks. You can get your tickets at OrlandoMagic.com. And now the goal, two in a row. Has not happened since Christmas. We are going back 2 months. The last time the Orlando Magic have won back-to-back games, that is a long time, and that is far too long. And it is time for that streak to come to an end. That'll be next up. We hit the air at 6:30 on Fox Sports Florida, 6:30 on the Magic Radio Network, and a lot of things to be excited about, a lot of reason for optimism with the addition of Terrence Ross with this new look offense. They're now a little bit smaller. They're now a little bit quicker. You've added another shooter and another playmaker onto this Magic roster, and I think by and large, this should be an exciting 22 games. How many wins that nets us and all of that, where we're going to end up at the year, how many we have at the end of the year. Obviously, we're not talking playoffs. We just talking trying to win. And that was a point that Jeff Turner made yesterday on the broadcast, was we need to learn how to win. We need to experience winning, and hopefully we can string together as many of these as possible here the final 22. So without further ado, let's bring in my guest for Magic Drive Time here on 96.9 The Game. He is the newcomer to the Orlando Magic, number 31, Terrence Ross, joining me on the phone. It's great to have you here on the radio making your debut on Magic Drive Time. How the heck are you today, sir?
I'm doing really well.
I bet. Well, it's great to have you on the radio. You've been here 2 weeks. You played two games. Have you had a little with the All-Star break and not being able to play in that first game? Have you had a chance to drive around Central Florida and learn your way around at all?
Not as much as I like to. My cars are still kind of stuck in Toronto for the time being, but I've been around a little bit, so I'm anxious, you know, to kind of explore a little bit more.
Very itch. Okay, so how are you getting around? Did you have a rental or are people taking you around? How are you getting from A to B?
I got a rental and I have a lot, and I use a lot of Ubers, so I get around.
Good for you. Okay, so I bet in February the weather in Toronto is a little different than it is around these parts, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it's completely different. Night and day different. It's freezing right now, but out here it's like summertime, so I love it.
You got to be loving that, though, right? Don't get me wrong. I know you're very fond of your time in Toronto and you loved it up there, but as far as weather goes, this is a pretty good spot to be in right now, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it's completely different change of pace, and I'm loving it. Like, I'm enjoying all. I wear T-shirts and shorts every day, so it's a lot better than the weather in Toronto.
That's fantastic. Speaking with Terrence Ross, newcomer to the Orlando Magic, making his debut here on Magic Drive Time. Okay, before we get into some basketball stuff, one last thing. I saw you mention yesterday you're house hunting, okay? So, and you were a little thrown off when someone said you may have a gator coming out of the lake into your backyard. That's quite common down here, but that is startling to someone who has never dealt with that before.
No, it's a lot different. I mean, an alligator is such an extreme, you know, little animal just to pop up out of nowhere. So, I mean, it's a lot different from squirrels or a raccoon or a possum that you might see, like, in Toronto. So, to go from that extreme to you know, an entire alligator, that's going to probably be a little different if I ever see one.
That is going to be. Now, did that deter you from getting a place on the lake, or are you still looking?
Oh, no. I still want a place on the water. I just got to get higher gates and fences.
Exactly right. All right. Speaking with Terrence Ross, two games in, how you feeling about this opportunity that you have here? I love all year. You get about 22 minutes a game. Now you're up to about 34 in your first two outings. What do you make of your first two games here?
It's good. I'm just kind of learning the offense and learning the flow of the game and understanding the tendencies of other players. And I mean, I'm enjoying it right now. It's a new chance to start something new. And I'm just excited about my time being out here, and I'm just anxious to play more games.
You know what? Can you tell us about some of the challenges coming to a team at this point in the year? Obviously, you went through everything in Toronto, and like you said, you're trying to learn a new offense, trying to learn new players. Or guys like Jeff Green and DJ Augustine that have been through it 100 times, are they helping you, and what is the biggest adjustment?
No, they're helping me. I mean, I think a little bit everybody's kind of helping me trying to get adjusted. So, I mean, it's really just tough as far as just learning the tendencies. Cause, you know, some guys on my old team with, you know, their role, and some guys here like the pop, you know, so it's just kind of learning, you know, everybody's kind of game. So I try to come in earlier and kind of talk to coaches about, you know, this and that, and, you know, plays and, you know, the defensive sets and, you know, the terminology. So, but a lot of the guys, everybody's really helpful. Everybody's kind of getting me adjusted a little quicker. So it's not too hard. It hasn't been too bad yet.
Well, there's one thing I got to let fans know. There was one play where Coach drew up. He said, this is a play. I won't give the name of it away, although scouts will probably know. But he said, this is a play that we ran, that you ran in Toronto. We run it here. Mm-hmm. He said, when I was with Indiana, every time you did it, you got a dunk or a three, and you went out and you hit a three. So can you break us through that. I thought that was a pretty cool exchange.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, it was a good play. And he kind of, as soon as he was like, yeah, we're going to run this play for you that we always run. As soon as he told me that, I was like, I kind of guessed what play this was going to be. So, he drew it up, and I was like, that's the same exact play we always run. So, I don't know. It was kind of like that. I was kind of familiar with it. So, I just ended up, you know, going through it and setting myself up the way I normally do. And, I don't know. It just went in.
It was a great play. It worked to perfection. How has it been working with and for Coach Vogel?
Coach Rose is a great guy. I mean, he's easy to talk to. He's a great, you know, defensive-minded coach. He has a lot of good offensive sets, and I mean, he knows how to motivate the players. And I mean, he's a really easy guy to talk to. So I feel I can go up to him anytime, ask him, "Yo, what is this? What is this? What are here? What's on here?" So I mean, he's a really good coach, and I'm excited to play for him.
Speaking with Magic newcomer Terrence Ross joining us here on the program. Technically, you're the starting two, I guess, Terrence, right? I mean, is there any difference between playing the two, the three? Do you like where you're at right now? Seems to be a good opportunity as far as that goes offensively with touches and looks and everything that comes with it.
Yeah, I like it. It's really not too much of a difference. You know, we start in different corners sometimes, so I'm liking it. It's a good feel. I'm getting comfortable with it, and I don't know. I'm having a lot of fun playing the two, and then, you know, starting it. I mean, I'm used to starting. I started a few years in Toronto, and I also came off the bench, so I kind of have a, you know, understanding of what I need to do to prepare myself to go out there and start.
You know what's interesting for Magic fans to see, and you know this obviously because it's your game, but we know that you can make threes. We know your athleticism, dunk champion, and we've seen you get on the break against us and have some incredible finishes. But the playmaking ability that you have off the bounce, as Coach Vogel calls it, you're already in your first two games a great assist, finding guys in their spots, and the ability to elevate and create your own shot off the dribble. Those are two things that Magic fans may not have seen a ton here in Orlando, and I know obviously that's something you have in your arsenal.
Yeah, I mean, it's really about just, you know, kind of taking whatever the defense gives you. So I just try to do my best, try to read the best situation, kind of make the best plays or the best read accordingly. So if I have two guys on me, I try to look for the guy that, you know, is open, or, you know, if they're trailing me, I try to, you know, take a dribble in and try to get a little more separation. So it's all about just reading the defenders and reading the defense that the other team sets up.
Now, is that what happened at the end of that, at the end of our last game against Atlanta? You had three straight possessions where you hit a mid-range jumper. Was that just feeling it out? And was it, I got to take over this time of the game? Kind of take us through those possessions.
I think it was just a little bit of both, trying to get a feeling for, you know, how the plays are set up, and also feeling comfortable within, you know, the motion of the offense. And I just felt like, you know, those are good shots for me to take, and I didn't feel any hesitation to take them.
Speaking with Terrence Ross, already the last game, really the last game and a half, two games, you could say, it's been a much more exciting brand of basketball for us. They kind of go into small ball, quote-unquote small ball. You guys have been quicker, more athletic defensively. Is that what you're hoping for, the final 22? Is this a taste? Can we anticipate an exciting brand of basketball, the final 22?
Yeah. I mean, I think we're trying to shift our identity to a smaller, quicker team, and they're trying to space the floor out with Aaron at the four, because I mean he's an incredible athlete, especially at the four. He can just kind of dominate and impose his athleticism on you know the bigger, more traditional four. So you know with that we have more shooting on the court, and I mean we're all a little quicker than you know the guys at our position, so we kind of get a lot of deflections, a lot of steals, and I think that's just kind of you know the area or the direction we're trying to go in as a team.
I think that's a good point, Terrence. You guys had a number of deflections. You forced 18 turnovers, 26 points off those turnovers. Is this a chance? You know, we think about the offensive end, the mismatches, but you can really be very effective as a team defensively, can't you?
Yeah, that's our main focus is defense first, because defense will turn into easy offense. And anytime you can do that, it kind of helps you and gives you that extra lift you need throughout the game, especially if you're not hitting shots. So defense can always you know translate into offense.
Okay, Terrence, great to have you here on the program. Hang in there. We got one more segment with you. And Magic fans, if you're looking for tickets to home games this season, and I suggest you do, because just 12 home games remain, and it's going to be an exciting brand of basketball, visit participating Central Florida area Kia dealers now through March 13th and test drive any new Kia vehicle and receive two tickets to an Orlando Magic home game. Offer is only good while supplies last, so head to a dealership today. Kia, official vehicle of the Orlando Magic. Visit orlandomagic.com/Kia for full terms and conditions. Still more to get to, including more of your Twitter questions for Terrence Ross when we return to Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center here on 96.9 The Game.
Introducing an all-new Orlando Magic Fast Break Pass, the Papa John's Buzzer Beater. Sign up online, get texts, and buy last-minute Magic tickets at the best prices, all from your smartphone, all season long.
Blocked by Vucevic. Big right hand said nope. Knocked it away from him. Never got to the rim.
It's easy. It's free. It's pure magic. The Papa John's Buzzer Beater. The best pass for Orlando Magic basketball. Sign up now at orlandomagic.com/buzzerbeater.
And welcome back, everyone, to Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. Dante Marcatelli is here with you. Aaron Berlin is our producer. Back to the phone line and check in with Terrence Ross in just a moment. But as we know, tomorrow the Magic back in action against the New York Knicks. And then you can watch the Magic battle their Florida rival, the Miami Heat, on Friday, March 3rd at 7 p.m. Please join us in celebrating Hispanic culture at Noche Latina, presented by Chase. Enjoy Latin-inspired music, dance, food, and a free post-game concert sponsored by Mountain Dew, featuring award-winning salsa artist Jerry Rivera. Purchase your tickets for Noche Latina, plus the Magic and Heat matchup now at orlandomagic.com/Noche Latina. And now we rejoin our guest, Terrence Ross, back on the program. Terrence, I know you played with Bismack Biyombo in Toronto. I've heard you tell a couple of stories, but what can you tell Magic fans about the Bismack Biyombo that you know?
Oh, yeah. Me and Biz are always kind of joking around, practical jokes, and, you know, always kind of messing with each other. So I think that's the good thing about being here. I always have someone I can do that with. And, I mean, Biz is a great guy. He's a great teammate in Toronto. He's been a great teammate here. So he's one of the favorite guys to have around.
So are you a jokester too? Are you a guy that kind of takes it lightly too?
Yeah, I am. When it comes to Biz, yeah. I mean, because Biz, he starts it and then I'll end up kind of retaliating. So sometimes Biz will do something, I always have to get him back. So just make sure that we're even. So we usually do that throughout the year.
We got a couple of questions on Twitter. One of them comes from Dakota, and they said, is there anyone in the locker room you clicked with right away? I'm assuming Biz would be that guy, but was there anyone else as well?
I think Mario Hezonja. He's just a funny guy. He's always joking. He's always laughing. He's always talking. So I think those are one of the guys I was always you know clicking with.
Is that right? So, well, give us a little insight. See, we don't see that side of Mario a ton. We see it a little bit traveling on the road and kind of the jokester that he is. But what kind of – can you give us an example or two of your interaction with Mario?
Yeah, Mario's a big car guy. And when I got here, he was like – he has a really nice car. And I was like, wow. I was like, whose car is that? And I was like, oh, that's Mario's. I was like, oh, really? I was like, man, that's kind of like my dream car. And he asked me, he was like, yeah, what car do you have? I was like, oh, I have like a little Nissan GTR. He's like, really? He said, what kind? I was like, oh, I have a Nismo. He said, really? He's like, that's the car I had last year. Everybody used to make fun of me. And I was like, oh, wow. Like, back in Toronto, everybody used to make fun of me for having that car. So right then and there, we kind of just clicked off and always talk about cars now.
Oh, that's fantastic. I know I saw him wearing his Ferrari shirt the other day when he was leaving practice. Mm-hmm. But all right, we got another one that said, not to create expectations, but the question comes in and says, could you see yourself as most improved player in the NBA next year? Do you set goals like that, or does that not matter, or could that be something where, you know, if this holds up, this is going to be a tremendous opportunity for you?
I just try to play hard and play, you know, my game, and, you know, if that means I improve this and that, then that's always great. But I always try to, you know, just play my best brand of basketball, and I feel like everything else will follow, and, you know, all the accolades will come with it.
Yeah, absolutely. This one comes in from Evan. He says, why do you wear the number 31? I think this is a great story, Terrence.
Yeah. 31 was kind of like, you know, the family number. My mom wore 31. My grandmother wore 31. My sister wears it. My younger brother wears it. So it's kind of like the family number that I just, you know, decided to keep going with. And I don't know, just stuck with it. So that's the number I probably have until I stop playing.
So I didn't get the chance to ask you before, where did your mom and grandmother play? I mean, where they wore the number 31? Was it high school, college? Where did they play?
Yeah, my grandmother, she played in high school, so that was her number that she wore. And then my mom was at Cal Poly Pomona, and that's the number she wore through her time there. And yeah, when I got older, kind of towards in high school, I started wearing 31 all the time, so I just kind of kept it going.
And you know what? You've got an athletic family. As you know, you're an NBA dunk champion, and your dad is a CBA dunk champion. Is that correct?
Yeah, my dad, he has bounce. I remember when I was in, you know, middle school and in high school, he'd always come to the gym, and he would still dunk for all, like, my teammates and yada, yada, yada. So he would all, like, everybody was like, yo, T-Ross, can you dunk, can you dunk? I was like, yeah, my dad, he'll probably do something when I stop dunking. So he was just always in there. Sometimes he'd be in flip-flops, and he would go and dunk or whatever. So it kind of had, like, an athletic family.
Is that right? So he would come on and put on a show for you guys?
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Okay, just another question or two here, Terrence. I appreciate it. I know you got an off day here. I love this one, why you wore the headband. Who was the teammate that asked you to wear the headband, and how did that whole thing come about?
I started wearing the headband probably like almost through the beginning of last year, and it was James Johnson, plays for the Heat now, but he would always wear headbands, and then one day he was just like, yo, he said, you want to wear a headband with me? I was like, eh, I don't know. So, yo, just wear it for one game. Yada, yada. He's like, just see how you like it. You might, you know, have a good time with it. So I was like, okay. So I ended up wearing a headband. I had a good game. And after that, I just kind of never took it off.
That is fantastic. All right, Terrence Ross here, newcomer to Magic Drive Time, newcomer to the Orlando Magic. And I guess what would you tell Magic fans? I know it's new for you to come here, but fans are excited about what you can bring. It kind of gives a shot in the arm here, this youth, this athleticism. I know the goal is to take it one game at a time, and you want to get two games in a row here starting tomorrow against New York. But what should fans be watching for with this group the last 22 games?
You know, it's probably going to be a new, different identity of basketball. I mean, we're all going to try to play smaller, and, you know, we're going to try to intensify and get that running and that fast-paced basketball back. So I think it was going to be a fun, fast-paced team to watch.
Do you feel that as you look around the locker room and see the athletes and the youngsters that you have with you? Do you feel this is a team and a group and a core that can get there?
Oh, yeah, for sure. No doubt about it. I feel like we have all the right pieces to go out there and win. So now it's just finding the team chemistry and finding that balance and just playing hard.
Okay. Well, good luck to you. I know we're back at it tomorrow night against the New York Knicks. And good luck tomorrow, and we'll try to make it two in a row. Okay, Terrence?
Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. That is Terrence Ross, newcomer to the Orlando Magic. And Orlando will next be up tomorrow night against the New York Knicks. And that becomes a goal now, try to make it two consecutive wins. It hasn't happened since the game before Christmas and the game after Christmas. And we've been waiting. It's been a couple of months now, and it just feels different. I think two things that stood out from the last game is, one, Magic head coach Frank Vogel saying, everyone's in the right positions now. You were trying to force it a little bit. I know you had a dearth of bigs, and you had a number of people that you were trying to work into the equation. But with Serge out of the way, and again, not to put it on him, Serge did great in the job that he was asked to do, to come here and provide scoring and be a stretch four and rim protection. He did all of those things. But it just didn't fit. For whatever reason, it just didn't fit. And also alongside Vooch and Biz, and you had too many bigs, and it just wasn't going to work. So recognizing that, going a different direction, and now, as Coach Vogel said, everyone's playing in their right positions. And you've got Aaron Gordon at the four, and Brian Hill has said it on the telecast, and JT said it yesterday on the radio here with me, and he doesn't have to manufacture points. Points will be easier to come by, and he can get his offense, get his rebounding numbers with some of the mismatches and use his speed and his athleticism more to an advantage than he could at the three. And people don't really realize, but Terrence Ross is the two, technically, and Evan Fournier has moved over to the three, kind of a more natural position for him, and Terrence has been able to take advantage of some of the twos he's been guarding and create some separation and take advantage of his mid-range game and knock down triples as well. So everyone's kind of in their natural positions and where they should be, and let's see what kind of chemistry and how this gels. Granted, I'm well aware this was one game. Atlanta didn't shoot it well. I know Orlando's defense had something to do with that, but you don't read a ton into one game. You gotta show us now. You gotta build it, and you gotta do it a couple of times in a row. And I think the second part of that is they're having fun now. And I think that was from Evan Fournier, the fact that this team is out there having fun. And I think that, to me, is the most important thing. This is a game. At the end of the day, this is a game. And losing will beat you up. And it has beaten them up. It's beaten all of us up for 5 years. It sure has. But that was fun to play that way, to be flying around, to be kind of loose and free, and the ability to make decisions offensively and get deflections and get out and run. You had 27 fast break points last game. You set a season high for fast break points in one game. So you were making the commitment on the defensive end, and you were gone. And that's what they all said earlier that day is we have the athletes, we have the horses to get out and run. And you did that the last game. Now let's keep it going. New York is not setting the world on fire here. They've got problems of their own. They shut down Joakim Noah for most likely the rest of the year. Derrick Rose was almost traded, and Derrick Rose might be bought out by the time this thing is all said and done. So New York is, this is a winnable game. This is a winnable game, and hopefully you can get it tomorrow night against the New York Knicks. So that'll do it for us here on Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. Go to OrlandoMagic.com. Get your tickets. Come to the building. This is going to be different than what you saw for the first 50-plus games. This is going to be fast-paced, high-octane, up-tempo. Just got to continue to make that commitment on the defensive end. It always helps to knock down shots, but you've got another playmaker, another shot maker, and a guy that, deservingly so, is afraid of alligators. Afraid of alligators, where he's looking for some lakefront property. And those of you that live on the lake, you know that's part of the territory here in sunny, beautiful Orlando, Florida. So that'll do it for Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. Aaron Berlin takes the reins on the show tomorrow, right back here at 5:30 on 96.9 The Game. Have a great night, everybody.